This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And loving you makes everything right.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
I never knew love before.
And welcome back. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Brian Hoffman, Jim Huer, Darren Atkins, the Plowboy here in studio. Jim, we're here till 1 o'clock. We have Dr. Rick Lehman coming up at 11:20. We have Kenny Wallace joining us at 12:30. Blue Superfan,
Kenny Wallace. I want to hear what Kenny's got to say.
I'm sure he's enthusiastic for tomorrow night.
I see a few social media posts, and he's like the rest of us. He's just living the dream right now on what's going on with the Blues. There's no doubt about that. I do have a couple of notes. One, when the season's over and things calm down, we are going to do an all-encompassing Blues special here on 590 The Fan. We will end up playing it, I know, at the end of this month, so give us some time to put this whole thing together. You'll hear it over the 4th of July holiday as well. Just kind of put in a synopsis of everything that's taken place with this Blues ride. It's pretty phenomenal. We'll have it for you here on 590 The Fan. Also have to remind the folks, on Friday between 10 and 2, we will be at the Schnucks at South Grand. Everybody is expected to be back.
10 and 2? Oh, yeah, you're right, 10 and 2. I think it's at 10 and noon.
10 to 2, and yes. Everybody's going to be back. So we'll be at South Grand Schnucks at 3430 South Grand for our broadcast on Friday. So looking forward to getting back out and seeing some of the folks at Schnucks.
Hopefully there'll be happy people at Schnucks, happy Blues fans at Schnucks on Friday. Going to the text line right now. We mentioned last segment, if you have any traditions, any superstitions, anything that you feel like has worked for the Blues or even yourself over the span of the last 2.5 months that you are planning on doing tomorrow night leading up to Game 7, feel free to send them into our text line. We have here from the 314, I have a Blues shirt that is 4-0 in the playoffs. I've only worn it for games that I consider must wins. I will have it on tomorrow night.
You didn't wear it on Sunday, thank goodness, then.
I guess not. I didn't consider it a must win.
All right. I'll take it, though. If it works, make copies of it and send it to everybody. I'll take that. That's for sure. That's an interesting one.
Doug's
prison. Only worn it four times.
I only won those four games were. So Game 7, Dallas. It's one of them. I'm kind of curious what the other three are, though.
Yeah.
Because that was the only true winner go home game.
Yep.
Well, they've played two, I guess. They had Game 6 in Dallas. So two winner go home games this postseason. Other than that, it's been them playing a team facing elimination.
Right.
So I'm wondering. Yeah.
I like that.
Curious how he deciphered. Doug's prison wallet. I'm going to smoke myself silly at lunch tomorrow. Take off work early for a nap before the puck drop. Going to go full Plowsy.
I like it.
See, I'm telling you, greater in-game experience. I'm here to enhance that.
If the game gets more intense, let's just say hypothetically, goes to overtime, 3-3. You have that 15-minute or so intermission in between regulation and the overtime period. Do you prepare yourself for overtime?
Oh, there's certainly preparation, okay. Similar to what you see in show prep around in my Jeep around 4:15 in the morning. But it really all does depend.
In 7 and 10:05.
10:05, 10:45. Heavy in the press box, you know, get me over, you know, over my day. But there will be it all depends on what the dog schedule takeout is. Do I take them out in the second intermission? If so, then I'm good. But if they haven't went out since the first intermission, I need to use that overtime period to take them out. So I'll prepare. There's a lot of logistics, a lot of strategy involved, and we'll get all those gym logistics worked out before tomorrow's puck drop.
314 takes their contacts out when he gets home and has to watch the game with his glasses on. That apparently has been his good luck charm so far.
All right.
This postseason. Doug Vaughn's fancy thong. He trims, now just a trim, his playoff beard after every loss. So far, so good for the most part, which is true. They've only lost consecutive games twice this
just
postseason.
A little trim off the edge. Trim. Get yourself ready to go for this one tomorrow night. Okay.
I can get behind that.
I've never done a playoff beard.
They've lost consecutive games twice, I guess, right? Didn't they lose two games to Dallas? Was it 4-5?
Yeah, and then they won the next two.
That's right.
Yeah, I've never even attempted a playoff beard.
And too itchy. Like I have the goatee, which I enjoy. But the neck beard, I don't know how people do it. I about rip my flesh off sometimes in the morning when I wake up. It just feels like a chinchilla just like resting on my neck at all times. I can't do it.
I fell into a playoff beard. I shaved usually around events. So we had Mother's Day. We were going out to eat to a few places. So I think I shaved before that, and then I just didn't. And then that carried me through the conference finals, at which point my wife started heckling me about shaving. And then I said, no, it's a playoff beard.
I do like that Jay Bobmeister said, I'm just shaving every day. He has no beard. So I like that a guy who's a veteran said, you know what, that's all a bunch of hogwash. I'm shaving. He's clean shaven. Because if you go back and look at past photos and videos of winners, they look pretty rough.
Oh, they look terrible.
So
yeah.
Jay Bobmeister will look really good if they win this thing tomorrow night.
Scrolling through, Chai Play Baby saying, boys, I'm 0-2 sneaking into games 3-6. Wonder how he managed that.
Ooh.
I'm going to Boston and actually buying a ticket this time. Blues win 4-2.
Chai Play Baby is a true American.
He is
a great guy. I played with him at the Dotem.
Okay, I couldn't tell if you were being sincere or not.
Oh, I am.
The tone was up for interpretation.
He is a gentleman and a scholar. Had a great time with him, and I hope he has a safe travels in Boston and gets a win.
I kind of hope he's already got his ticket, though. I imagine they're going to be hard as heck to get.
I think about 1,600, 1,700, I think they said, was the going
rate.
He
must already have it. I hope he has his escape route planned, win or lose.
I mean, the numbers.
It'd be tough, yeah, either way.
The Bruins have never held a home Stanley Cup Final Game 7, ever in the history of their franchise. Now, they've played in more Game 7s in the playoffs. They're 15-12, but they have never hosted a Game 7 in the finals. So, you know, as crazy as it was here, it could be just as crazy there in Boston for Bruins fans, no doubt about that.
Road teams have won two straight Game 7s in the Stanley Cup Final.
They have.
Is that Pittsburgh and Detroit, and then
Bruins
Boston and Vancouver.
Yep. So it's all right there for the Blues. It's all right there, guys. It's very possible that could happen.
Tomorrow night, just a little after 7 o'clock. If you have any more traditions, any superstitions, any habits that you have developed over the last 2 months or so, and in your attempts to help the Blues advance just a little bit further, are you going to do it tomorrow night leading into Game 7? What is that action that you've been doing? Feel free to text in 855-282-8255. We're going to take a short time out here. On the other side, Dr. Rick Lehman, and there is plenty to talk about, most notably the Achilles injury to Kevin Durant. I don't believe there's been confirmation as to whether or not it was a full rupture, but at the very least, he is done for the rest of this series, and how much into next year will be determined on just how bad the injury is. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan at 590thefan.com.